We're going to speak to Josh Ward shortly. Hey, no mucking around. Had a great moment at the Draft Wednesday. Straight into it. He's got a meeting at Hawthorn at the moment, so it's obviously running a little bit over time. So that is where he is right now, I believe.
Meeting with Mitch.
Probably. So the new life starts now. Getting picked. Only the beginning, isn't it, Kingy?
Can you imagine walking into an AFL club? So you're an under-18 kid.
So daunting.
You've only had a few life experiences. You haven't. You're far from the complete product.
You tell me what it's like.
You're walking in and they are just sitting there mapping out your week with you. You would have no idea what you're in for.
Your head would be spinning, wouldn't
it? Diet, sleep, recovery, actual training, the different methods of training, on legs, off legs, weight programs. Your whole life is flipped on its head.
It's got real romance, this pick, though, of course, because his great-grandfather played for the Hawks in the 1930s. He was taken at pick 7 on Wednesday night, the first night of the National Draft, and you could see the joy all over his face and that of his family. And his name is Josh Ward, as we said, and he's been kind enough to give us some of his time today. Josh, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations once again.
Hi, Sam and David. Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Great to have you on. So is this the first official day for you, the first day at school at Hawthorn, or did you report for duty yesterday?
No, first day of school for me today. Yesterday, a few of them came over to my house and had a bit of a chat, but I've been in, got here at 7 this morning and just had a first team meeting.
Wow, geez, that is not that you needed a wake-up call, but just a reminder that you're barely getting started, isn't it?
Yeah, it was straight into it. Definitely wake up call, and but no, it's great to get started straight away. I haven't got too much time just to sit at home and think about things, which is good, I think. So it's great to be here.
So Josh, it's all new to you. There's no doubt about that. It's all new. You walk in the doors, you're not sure who you're talking to. You're meeting everyone for the first time, and then they sit down and start going through programs and things like that. Just step us through what that first hour or 2 hours has been like for you. What sort of things have you been confronted by?
So I've been looked after pretty well. Just met our sort of player development people in Josh and Aaron first, and they've sort of taken me for a tour of the place, and then had a chat to a few of the coaches before the team meeting, and then just been in there for 40 minutes going over a bit of game plan stuff. So I'll need to bring a notebook next time because we went over a fair bit of information, but loving it so far.
And who paid you a visit at the house yesterday, Josh?
Josh and Aaron, who are sort of working in player welfare. So they've been great.
And what does it mean? I mean, I know you've been asked this question a lot since Wednesday night, but it just doesn't happen too often. You go to the club that not only the one that you barracked for, but the one that has such a strong family history with your great-grandfather Alex Lee pulling on the brown and gold in the 1930s. It must be enormously special for you and your family.
Yeah, it's so special. Still can't really believe it. I'm sort of trying to just treat it as a footy club, which it is, but it really means a lot to me, and I think everyone, my whole family, is pretty excited. Never would have dreamed that this would happen, although I did dream this would happen, but never would have really believed it growing up. So very, very fortunate, I think.
Everyone's comparing you to Zach Merritt. We have to have an AFL player that you play like and you move like and those sorts of things. Who would you have said to us that your similarities are obvious? Who would you say?
It's nice to hear the Zach Merritt comparison. I think that's pretty generous for me at the moment. But I don't think there's any particular player I really, really play like. In saying that, I do love watching a bunch of players and taking little individual things from each of them. I mean, I've always loved watching Sam Walsh for his running, and just his work rate's pretty incredible. And when I was younger, I was a big fan of Scotty Pendlebury, who came to a footy camp that I was at, and just seemed like a really, really nice guy. But just on field, his sort of awareness and decision making was something I always tried to emulate. But I don't think I don't really see myself as any player in particular, I don't think.
So, Josh, when you run out of a game day, I mean, what are the non-negotiables for you personally? What do you tell yourself about how you want to go about things, the things that you perhaps constantly remind yourself about the way that you want to play the game and how you know you've had a successful game. What are the things that you hold most important to your individual game?
Yeah, there's sort of three things I'd like to think about. I don't think you can really go into a game trying to, you know, get a certain amount of touches or kick a certain amount of goals. But I just feel like if I have a crack at the ball every time I'm there, if I work hard around the ground to get to as many contests as I can and just put in the effort defensively to, you know, both pressure but also to gut run back all day. I think if I can honestly say I've filled out all those criteria, then the rest will take care of itself, and I should have the most impact I can if I can do that.
Got a few tricks too. I think I really, just in watching your tapes and studying your style, your personal style, you've got a step. You've got the ability to fake, if you like, or sell some candy and then straighten or get a handball through post some moves. Yeah. Is that something you've developed recently, or has that just always been part of your game?
No, I think it's always probably been a part of my game. I guess I've always had a bit of a step ever since I was doing Oz kicking. I've always tried to maintain that. I think that's a very good way to sort of give yourself a bit more space, especially around the ball, and it helps you sort of get your arms up so that if you do get tackled, you can still get rid of the ball. So, yeah, I've never been the biggest or strongest bloke, so, you know, I've never been able to just, you know, brush off tackles or, you know, don't argue people like Dustin. But I think the step is something that's, very useful for a lot of players who haven't always been the biggest.
Very solid engine too, Kingy. So his 2K time trial, 5:57 at the Combine this year, which ranked second best nationally. Crazy good time. Numbers. So with that behind you, you're obviously good athletically, Josh. When do the whips really start cracking physically at Hawthorn in terms of the preseason? And doesn't AFL preseason daunt you in some regard? When are you going to be tested physically? Is it today, this afternoon?
I think it's tomorrow because we've got a few boys drafted yesterday, obviously, that haven't come in today. So I think, tomorrow is going to be the first big session, which I'm looking forward to. It is daunting. I've heard a few horror stories about AFL pre-seasons, but I think they're pretty good. I think they'll probably ease us into it. But I think I've always prided myself on, I guess, my ability to grind my way through tough sessions, although, I'm still not really sure what's in store for me in an AFL pre-season. But, I'm looking forward to it.
Josh, only panic when they talk about some sort of camp. If there's any sort of camp mentioned, especially when they mention the SOG style camps or anything Puckapunyal related, anything like that, get very nervous.
Yeah, okay, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
Hey, it's great to talk to you, Josh. So well done again. It looked like almost a quasi relief on Wednesday night and joy all blended into one, and great source of pride. And I know it's been a big couple of days for you. So good to hear you knuckling down already. Thanks for finding some time with us on your first day at the club. And most importantly, best of luck for preseason and your first year in it next year.
Thanks, heaps, guys. Thanks for having me.
Josh Ward, fine young man, joining us for Tyre Power Draft 3 tyres. Get your fourth tyre free on Falcon passenger tyres.
He's got a massive ATAR score, that guy, too. He could end up running the game at the end of his
career. Is that right? Is that right?
Yep.
He's a switched on man, isn't he? I like this story, though. So it comes at a timely moment, given Josh has just started at Hawthorn. This is Tyson from Essendon. You might recall this, Kingy. I'm not sure. I can't remember when you both got started. But he says, Boomer tells a great story of how Dennis Pagan called him when he was drafted and said to Boomer, you don't have to turn up tomorrow morning, son, for a club run, as you've just been drafted. But you can if you want. Boomer opted to go with the team for a run, as he said it was Pagan's way of testing the young lad. Get him on to tell the story. It's better from him.
And then he said, what are you doing here, son? The trials are down the road. He's a jockey, this fella. Oh, look at the size of him.
Jeez, just to make him feel welcome. Yeah. And who would have known at that stage that he would have gone on?
Well, pick 47 has the game's record. I mean, we're talking about all these top 10 picks. It doesn't matter what number you start.
Amazing. Amazing. Dean's texting. Won't be too long until Sam Mitchell gives Josh Ward for the Hawks a chance in the midfield. Jai Sarong as well. Good. New generation about to take flight at Hawthorn. You'd be excited about that if you're of the brown and gold persuasion.